Every New Year's morning, I wake up filled with eager anticipation to see what my first bird of the year will be. One year it was a great horned owl sitting at the tip top of my backyard spruce tree. One year it was a pileated woodpecker hammering away in our box elder. Most years it's chickadees, and I always take that as an auspicious sign because how could anything associated with chickadees be less than happy? My first bird of 2007 was a regular old city pigeon, the species once called a rock dove. I'm not sure what this augurs. Is it a sign that we're supposed to be more dove-like as a society? Pigeons were brought to America from Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. Maybe my bird of the year is telling me I'm going to be paying a lot more attention to that part of the world this year. Of course, it's probably simply the result of smart pigeons adapting to Duluth's burgeoning population of downtown peregrine falcons by moving into more distant neighborhoods. My yard has been pretty devoid of birds lately, so after tallying pigeons and chickadees, I decided to go farther afield to find more New Year's birds. I'm coming down with a cold, so I didn't want to spread my germs in Port Wing, my favorite New Year's Day destination, so this time Photon and I headed up to the Sac Zim Bog. We had enough rain on Sunday to wash away what little snow we'd gotten on Saturday night in my neighborhood, but up over the hill there was snow on the ground, and by the time I got to the bog, I felt like I was in a winter wonderland. It wasn't exactly cold, but 27 degrees was enough to keep the snow from melting, and the trees were white and sparkly. The first bird I saw when I arrived was a bald eagle giving me a severe look, rather like one of those greeters at the entrance to a discount department store who are ostensibly there to make customers feel welcome, but you know are really there to keep watch on you so you don't steal anything. I took a couple of photographs while the eagle stayed put, such a contrast from the first bald eagle Russ and I ever saw near Grayling, Michigan on June 6, 1976. Russ spotted that one first, atop a huge pine tree, and he pulled the car over. I had a great look as Russ grabbed the camera, but the bird took off while he was snapping, so our photo shows it as an out-of-focus blur. The eagles that have been hatched during the intervening 30 years have been exposed to a lot more humans than that northern Michigan bird, and they take our presence much more in stride. I didn't see many birds. I didn't leave for the bog until afternoon and didn't get to cover some of my favorite spots before the sun got very low in the sky, but I had a splendid time nonetheless. My favorite bird of the day was a pileated woodpecker that flew over the car while the sun was casting its final bright rays before setting. The red on the pileated's crest and mustache gleamed brilliantly, and even the white wing linings had a pinkish glow as it flew into the sunset. I don't know what my first pigeons of the day promised, but that moment of grace with the pileated woodpecker filled my heart with joy for the present and with hope for the future. And that's what a new year is all about. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.